With up to 1 million people predicted to come to Idaho to watch the solar eclipse a week from now, the sky is big business. And while day turning tonight is rare to see, the night sky is a spectacle unto itself. In town, you might see just a few stars, but in the wilderness, away from the glow of the city, the sky puts on a show each night. In Idaho's Sawtooth National Recreation Area, one of the darkest places left in the lower 48 states, a campaign is underway to save the pristine sky. Matt Gillum reports.
As the twilight fades to black and the moon slips behind the Sawtooth Mountains, Steve Bottai is standing by the campfire with a glass of wine in his hand. The city councilman for the tiny Idaho town of Stanley is waiting for it to be truly dark.
We could walk away from the fire a little bit and let our eyes really adjust, because even that bit of light really makes a lot of difference.
In the high mountain valley with the Sawtooth Range to the west and the White Cloud Mountains to the east, we're miles from the nearest town, let alone city, that could be sending light up into the air. Away from the fire, Bottai takes out a sky quality meter that looks like a pager and holds it up to the heavens.
21.54.
So 22 is considered as dark as the sky can get. No light pollution, no sky glow. And I've gotten readings of 22 here in this valley.
Bottai is leading the effort to get this rural and rugged area designated the first International Dark Sky Reserve in the U.S. 11 similarly dark places around the world have gotten the designation, but getting to a reserve in central Idaho is a lot easier than going to Namibia or New Zealand. Standing in the crisp air and looking up, the night sky is luminous. Tens of thousands of little dots shimmer as shooting stars streak by every few minutes. And arching over us, the Milky Way itself is visible.
Along the arc of the Milky Way, there are dark bands within the stars, which is the galactic dust. And you can see those because the stars are so bright.
For 2 years now, Bottai has been measuring the darkness of the sky. He's also worked to curb light pollution in Stanley to meet strict standards and collaborated with the neighboring communities of Sun Valley, Ketchum, and Haley to land the reserve status.
We have 5 designation categories, and I would say it is the most difficult of the set.
John Barentine is the program manager for the Arizona-based International Dark Skies Association. He says the people in this remote corner of Idaho reached out to him about saving their sky.
They told me that they view the nighttime darkness and, you know, the ability to see the Milky Way as something that is definitive of their part of the state and their part of the country.
For years now, Barentine and others at the association have been collecting sky quality readings from the Sawtooth region to gauge the suitability of the proposed reserve.
We trust the measurements that the applicants make from on the ground, and we verify it by looking at data from Earth orbiting satellites that are looking down on the Earth at night.
Those satellites corroborate the deep darkness Bottai routinely measures around Stanley. While the association's mission is preserving the experience of seeing an unpolluted night sky, Barentine says increasingly, natural darkness is becoming a draw for tourists.
A daytime visit to a place like the National Recreation Area might not have the same degree of economic impact, so dark skies means at least an overnight stay.
After this summer's total solar eclipse, Idaho will be no stranger to sky-watching tourists. Sitting on the patio of the restaurant she runs with her husband, Ketchum Mayor Nina Jonas says she's bracing for record levels of visitors.
They're telling us to anticipate 3 to 4 times our maximum tourism load for a single event. So that's very evidential of the fact that people do come for the love of the sky.
Jonas says her city was an early adopter of policies to curb light pollution. It passed its first dark skies ordinance in 1999. As proposed, the more than 900,000-acre Central Idaho Dark Sky Reserve would include Ketchum, Haley, and Sun Valley on the periphery, with tiny Stanley right on the edge of the core where the sky is darkest. Back at the campsite in the Sawtooth Valley, the moon has totally set, the air is chilly, and the heavens have gotten even clearer. It's a little after midnight, and Steve Bottai pulls out his sky quality meter one final time before heading home.
A reading of 21.75 or higher is considered by the Dark Sky Association to be exceptionally dark. 21.76.
2 years into the application process, Bottai and his partners in the neighboring towns will soon submit their final paperwork seeking recognition for their skies. Should it be accepted, the country's first international dark sky reserve could be in the Idaho backcountry as soon as next year. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.